With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There's new information about the suspect in the attack on a Michigan synagogue.
Officials say Ayman Mohammed Ghazali lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon last week. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke of the need to tone down the rhetoric.
People like the person that attacked this community yesterday get fomented by rhetoric that they see online and that they see on television and they hear on the radio.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin credited responders.
If they had not all done their jobs almost perfectly, we would be talking about an immense tragedy here today with children gone.
Ghazali was a U.S. citizen. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's been an Israeli airstrike near a large gathering in Tehran.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. The American military has ordered 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship to the Middle East. The deployment is a major addition of forces to the region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. Hours later, President Trump saying U.S. forces had obliterated military targets on Iran's Karg Island. The island in the Persian Gulf is the primary terminal that handles Iran's oil exports. The president warned that the oil infrastructure there could be taken out next. The U.S. is temporarily easing part of its sanction measures on Russian oil. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. will lift sanctions for 30 days on Russian oil that's already aboard tankers in the area. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith of its fathers will negatively impact future generations. Only 19% of respondents say they think the decline would be good for the country. The survey also reveals nearly 60% of Britons think that Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
For more than a century, Utah has kept gambling almost entirely out of the state, but now the state is fighting a new, more challenging battle to keep the practice outside its borders. It's on the verge of enacting a law intended to undercut so-called prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket, which allow anyone with a smartphone to wager on anything from whether it will rain in Los Angeles to whether the United States will go to war. Republican Governor Spencer Cox says they're putting a casino in the pocket of every single American. This is SRN News. The markets keep moving lower.
Crude oil prices pushed back above $100 a barrel Friday. That puts upward pressure on inflation throughout the global economy. The price of oil is up about 40% so far this month. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 119 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.9%. A measure of inflation that's closely monitored by the Federal Reserve moved higher in January. That was even before the war with Iran sent energy prices higher. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.28%. Seth Seitel, New York.
A former New York State trooper accused of ramming his vehicle into an SUV during a high-speed chase leading to the death of an 11-year-old girl has been convicted of manslaughter at his second trial. Jurors returned the verdict against Christopher Baldner earlier today. Prosecutors say he did this on purpose, killing the young girl. More details at SRNNews.com.